WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A 14-year-old College Station girl is the victim of an aggravated kidnapping, sexual assault, and illegal video recording.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the girl and the Houston man met online through social media.
Real quick point I would make is to children and to adults is that we have a lot of, quote, friends through social media, but children and adults alike need to understand that there are people who will utilize this to prey upon the weak and the vulnerable and use it to take advantage.
Investigators were told 28-year-old Zachary Hocko drove from Houston last Saturday to pick up the girl. They went to a local motel where the girl said she no longer wanted to be with them. Hocko initially agreed to take her home. Instead, he drove her to his apartment in Houston where the assault took place and the pictures or video were taken. The girl was driven Sunday to a Houston business and dropped off, which is when she called home. That led to contacting Houston police, who took the girl to the hospital. Hocko was arrested in Houston yesterday, where he remains jailed. College Station police had already been looking for the girl after her parents reported her missing. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A trucker from Bryan has been charged with a misdemeanor offense in Colorado after a semi struck and killed an Oregon man who was walking across the country to raise awareness about bullying. Investigators believe 49-year-old Kenneth Raven fell asleep behind the wheel on a two-lane highway about 120 miles east of Colorado Springs. The semi struck 48-year-old Joseph Bell, whose 15-year-old son died in February after hanging himself in a schoolyard after he'd been bullied. The father began his walk in April and planned to finish on the Delaware coast. The Colorado State Patrol says Raven was charged with careless driving, resulting in death. Not all locally elected officials went out of town to the annual Texas Municipal League Convention. Bryan City Councilman Chuck Condrilis says he'll get notes from those who went to Austin.
I'm a self-employed guy with a stay-at-home wife and kids in private school, so TML stands for total money loss for me.
Very nice.
We've got representatives going. I'll let them give me the notes, and meanwhile, I need to sell some jewelry. We got a sixth baby coming in March.
Condrilis promoted BTU during American Public Power Week.
People that grew up here especially are the worst about realizing that what a blessing BTU is to our local community, in that BTU has one of the third lowest outage rates anywhere you can find. It has some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas.
Also, profits from BTU and other municipal power companies are reinvested in the system as opposed to shareholders of deregulated corporations. Atmos Energy is making the rounds to local governments to consider a natural gas rate increase. Local Atmos manager Chase Murphy told the College Station City Council this week the average residential customer would pay an additional 74 cents a month.
Like any company, we have to invest in our infrastructure to make sure that the integrity is maintained, and that allows us to do that.
The council unanimously approved the increase, which starts November 1st and is part of a negotiated agreement covering a group of Texas cities. Murphy says a similar increase will be considered by the Bryan Council in 2 weeks. The increase for the average commercial customer will be about $3 a month. It's not just military death benefits being held up by the government shutdown. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's next month's military disability checks.
The number is going to be 5.18 million veterans that will not be receiving their compensation, their checks on November the 1st. And the amount is about $6.5 billion.
Flores says they were warned the week before the shutdown by officials with the Veterans Administration the November disability checks were in peril. But he was also told the VA would have relatively normal operations through the end of October.
Unfortunately, we were surprised when several of the regional offices, including the regional office in Waco, issued furlough notices for substantial numbers of employees.
Flores was told 300 of the 800 employees at Waco's VA regional office were furloughed. And the ripple effect of the government shutdown includes volunteers preparing for College Station's 75th anniversary.
We have a little tension going on in that we're opening our exhibit October 21st in the Bush Library is temporarily closed.
Oh.
Yeah. And, our hearts are with the people that have been furloughed. You know, this has got to be much tougher for them than it is for us.
Anniversary Chairwoman Linda Harvell told the City Council this week if there's a delay in opening the city exhibit, That's okay. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
There are always great footlong values at Subway, like October's featured $5 footlong. Molto bene, the spicy Italian. A robusto blend of salami, pepperoni, and your choice of veggies. Or try the Tuscan Chicken Melt $6 footlong special with herb-seasoned grilled chicken strips topped with a tangy balsamic vinaigrette. Try them both on new, freshly baked garlic bread. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlongs. Mwah! Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sun developing today with high temperatures around 85 degrees this afternoon. It'll become mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. The chance for a few showers and thunderstorms. Any rain would certainly be beneficial. Highs near 85. Showers and storms tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, near 80. And there may be a leftover shower Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. It is the Crosstown Showdown. We'll find out more with Zach Taylor in the High School Football Report. Aggies are hitting the road to Oxford. NCAA football, the pros played last night as well, and some Major League Baseball. All coming up at 7:52 in sports.
And this is that fun Friday night when, since we do most all the football games, you can listen to the Bryan broadcast. You could listen to the consolidated broadcast. You could switch back and forth. You could listen to, put on headphones and listen to the Bryan broadcast in one ear and the consolidated broadcast in the other.
Because that wouldn't short circuit
wow.
you. Any.
Yeah. Now, we've done lots of different things before. We would switch broadcast crews sometimes. Okay. So that like the color guy from the Bryan. Crew would come over to the consolidated game and do a half or whatever. Or you could also take like the color guy from one and he could do the play-by-play on the other. That could be fun. There are all sorts of other things they do. But it's a fun night. Go out there, and as Tom Turbyville used to say, even if you don't have a kid at the game, just go out and support this. This is good stuff. And
it is quintessentially Texas
yeah.
on a Friday night.
Yeah. Well, and again, this is bragging rights for these kids, so opportunity for you to see it. And sometimes they've really been thrilling games, and sometimes they haven't. That's true with almost any kind of a series. But go out there tonight. Weather ought to be pretty nice. Should be pretty pleasant.
I'd say almost perfect, unless we get rain or something.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think it'll be fine. So tomorrow is the traditional Columbus Day. And again, this is one of those holidays that kind of sneaks under the door. You know what I'm saying?
It's my birthday.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday to you. It's a door rattler, as we call it, because, you know, you'll be walking along and you'll head up to the bank and rattle, rattle.
Oh, gosh.
Or the post office, and you won't be able to get in because it'll be a federal holiday for them. They get to be just like their brethren, getting paid for not showing up. But you know, if you think about it, the whole reason for Columbus Day is an opportunity to honor the Italian Americans. I mean, that's what this is about. That's how Columbus Day started. And I would just say that the Irish have done a heck of a lot better job of getting a high profile for their holiday, for their people, if you will. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how Italian-Americans can ramp it up now. Because, as we know, when we think of Italian-Americans, and I'm semi-one of them, but if you think about it, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, Marlon Brando. And that's just not good. I mean, we need to have something more positive. So we need to have some sort of a real Columbus Day party, because basically what Columbus Day is for is an opportunity for you to get a good price on a couch, right? I mean, is there anything else that you do for Columbus Day?
I got born.
I think they do. Yeah. I think they do beds.
Oh, okay. Well, furniture, though. I'm just saying, though. And it just...
I didn't know they did anything for Columbus Day,
sure.
Actually.
Oh, no. That's it. They have... And there's probably some parade in New York or something, but that's it. But, I mean, there's not a Columbus Day tree. There's no costumes that have to do with Columbus Day.
Columbus Day tree.
Well, I mean, think about it. What should you have a Columbus Day boat?
I think we should celebrate. Mm. That's funny. I like that.
Thank you.
We could celebrate by eating all New World foods like hot chocolate, corn chips.
Wait, corn is a New World food?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, so are turkeys.
I'd just as soon be Irish, thank you.
Well, yeah.
I'll celebrate with my St. Patrick's Day beer.
St. Patrick's Day is my favorite.
Well, that's the whole thing, you see. That's a favorite, and, you know, hello.
Well, speaking of ethnic, I really enjoyed Kat's impression of Natasha from Rocky and Bullwinkle a while ago.
Well, that was actually the Count from Sesame Street. Hello?
Yeah, how is pasta and wine going to compare to Greek beer? Well, I mean, you know, just no way.
I agree. I mean, it's a slower start. Wine is a slower start.
For Festivus, though, what we could do is green beer and pasta, and you've got the red and green color,
well,
like Christmas.
That could possibly work.
But not just, exactly the same.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though.
Mm. I'm thinking we can have a Festivus celebration.
You mentioned corn a minute ago. And,
yes. Maize. That's the technical, real name.
But I'm going to talk about corn, okay? And corn is a really interesting crop because it impacts things in ways that you never even imagine. We've talked about this before, how corn is used as a feed grain, and as a result, that causes the price of, all sorts of food stocks to go up, for instance, milk. But also corn is used to produce other things. And really, I mean, it's almost like diesel. You'll find corn in a whole lot of products you don't even think about.
Yeah.
And as a result, probably the price of corn should be made more aware. People should understand it. But where we see it now is, as individuals, is with ethanol.
Mm.
I mean, ethanol is in the gas. And it's interesting because yesterday... Congressman Peter Welch from Vermont, which is a big corn state.
Yeah, said, Vermont?
Yeah. He said that ethanol is a flop. And, you know, it just is. It's not good for our engines. And so here's this guy from Vermont where they don't grow any corn saying that ethanol is a flop. He said it's been a flop. The amount of energy that goes into producing a gallon of ethanol is a lot. 28 gallons of water to produce a gallon of gas, 170 gallons, I guess, to produce a gallon of ethanol.
It doesn't sound very green, does
it? Well, it doesn't. And
the esteemed member from Nebraska is shaking his fist violently at Vermont.
And there's not been an environmental benefit. There's actually been an environmental detriment, he says, and it's been an economic detriment in many sectors of the economy. And, you know, I'm guarantee there are people out there who are thinking of this very thing that happened to me, and that was, I had to go get my string trimmer worked on. Second string trimmer I've had to have worked on the last year, and it's the ethanol in the gas. I mean, it messes up the
gaskets. Just chewing up the gaskets.
It messes up the hoses. I mean, and the thing is, that's going on in your vehicle as well. And, you know, you talk to people who have to really, not like for a car driving around, you talk to a farmer, ask them about ethanol and what that does to them. And, you know, I'm not faulting the corn farmer because I want the corn farmer to get as much money as he or she can for their product. but ethanol just is not a good thing. It just is not a good thing. Hello?
Y'all mentioned the liberal ethanol boondoggle.
Yes.
And the drawn-dowling thing earlier for drawn-dowling Congress.
Yes.
And you realize that drawn-dowling site is actually a Democrat hit site.
Oh.
That dials House Republican offices.
I did not know that. Thank you for telling me that. I appreciate that. I did not know. Hello?
Hey, you better be careful talking about dressing up Festivus.
Why?
Because I find tinsel distracting.
Yeah, thank
you. Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. I just thought a little addition to Festivus would be okay.
You know, the other thing about ethanol is you can't put it in a pipeline.
Mm.
It has to be trucked. You have to put it in a tanker
truck. So that's using a lot of resources right there, just carting it around.
Well, the other thing is that uses up a lot of drivers. I mean, you talk to trucking companies, and it's hard to find drivers sometimes, okay, who have, for instance, clean driving records because a lot of them are being used in this whole ethanol boondoggle.
Yep.
It's just not a good thing. And, again, I don't necessarily always agree with liberal congressman from Vermont, but I think
the People's Republic of.
Yeah, think
but when
much,
you do, you drink.
Yeah, that's right. I think he's pretty much dead on about that. Okay, now, the other thing, 721. Did you see the picture yesterday that has gone viral about the little kid and the National Zoo?
No.
Yes.
I have not seen that one.
All right, this is a kid in a bear costume who is locked out of the National Zoo.
Holding onto the bars.
Right, okay. So the photo was posted on Reddit on Wednesday night, okay? And then it gets all over Twitter, and there are a lot of people who have seen it.
It's a setup.
I mean, if I can see it and you haven't, that's really amazing, Kevin. But, yeah, but that's the thing. The saddest thing is that it is. It basically is a setup because the parent took the kid to the zoo knowing it was closed.
To get the
knowing
picture.
Knowing it was closed, right. So it is a sad-looking photo, not a sad photo. There's a big difference. There is a big difference.
And look, I had college football, pro football, and baseball last night.
I know.
I was not looking at anything online.
But, I mean, it makes you wonder why all the talking points are really... from elected officials and their supporters about how they feel about this. And that was it. Again, and that's why we have to be careful. I appreciate the caller a minute ago about the drunk dialing of Congress, that's a hit site so that you know about those sorts of things. Because if you don't find out about it, then you get, you know, suckered into it. And those people.
And so much of the stuff anymore is.
Yeah. Now, the other story, I got to go look into this a little bit more. Rush talked about this yesterday, and I got to find a little more about it. That the Postal Service has been forced to destroy all these stamps?
Yes!
Michelle Obama did a thing called Let's Move, okay? She liked that idea. The Postal Service decided, okay, let's do a bunch of stamps, and it'll show kids in activities, and that will promote, because, boy, there's nothing better to get in front of the public than with a stamp.
Yeah, they have so much relevance.
On a letter, yeah. But anyway.
Although I do like... I like some stamps.
Well, and that's, look, stamp collecting used to be very, very big, and the Postal Service gets it. They understand. They know that. So they're trying to glom onto that thing.
Trying to make money anywhere they can.
But three of them showed kids doing unsafe activities, diving in a cannonball, skateboarding without knee pads, and doing a headstand without a helmet.
Oh, my gosh.
And so all of a sudden, Nanny State goes, oh, we can't be doing that. That's the government promoting unsafe behavior, and they were forced to destroy the state.
Oh, my gosh. Will this ever stop?
The one that I heard was that it was Obama's press people, Michelle's press people, said, whoa, no, wait a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know that to be true.
But nonetheless, they have had to destroy them. They haven't put them out because we are too stupid. You see, that's the problem, is they believe the public is too stupid to be able to make the right decision.
Oh, my gosh.
And some kid gets his kneecap busted up, and he'll go, oh, I learned it from a stamp?
Darwin had it right the first time.
Dad, go long. Yeah. Dad, meatball's filling the ball again.
That meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings, where you can get a new Ram truck from Team Dodge starting at $21,288, or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $329
a month. Nice price.
Plus, we've got new 2013 Avengers for $17,998.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team and Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
You know, the equation for success at RV Station is pretty simple. They've got four dealerships across Texas and Oklahoma, and they do business with the top manufacturers. And what they do is they locate outside of major metro areas so that they don't have to pay the high rent because they're going to have to pass those expenses on to you with higher prices. So they have the volume through the four dealerships across Texas and Oklahoma, but because they're not in the big cities, they can save you money. And now is a great time for you to stop in and see them, especially if you're a camper person, because the new campers are on the way and they're blowing out the campers that they have right now, and that means a great price for you. And, you know, there are a lot of people who really think camping, using a camper is the way to go. And it fits as your family, you know, your kiddos are growing up and you want to get out there and get outside. This is a great opportunity for you to do it. So stop in and see them at RV Station. They're located at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. And you can shop 24/7, of course, and see their entire inventory at RVStationOnline.com. RVStationOnline.com. But come see them at RV Station. Take a vacation with RV Station. Your family fun starts right here.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the line.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Good morning, it's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. Pretty nice temps, you know, we had a little breeze yesterday, which made it pleasant. We're still kind of used to that summertime stuff, so 85 feels okay, and we'll continue to have temps at about 85 all the way through Tuesday. Low each night, probably in the lower 70s. We do have a chance of showers, 20% today and tonight. It's up to 50% during the day on Saturday and Sunday, and then 20 or 30% stretching all the way out till Tuesday. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 8, 90% relative humidity, and we've got 67 degrees out there.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival, beginning Saturday, October the 12th through December the 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. Raise a tankard as we open the festival in true Oktoberfest style, October 12th and 13th. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Shockwaves went through the hearts of elected liberals last month when Colorado voters successfully recalled two Democrat state senators responsible for passing oppressive new gun control measures. Now voters are going for the trifecta. A drive has begun to recall Democrat state senator Evie Hudak. In addition to voting for five new gun control measures, Ms. Hudak raised her profile in a way few politicians have. In March, the Colorado Senate held a hearing on a bill to ban weapons on college campi. Rape victim Amanda Collins testified that she believed she could have defended herself against her attacker if she'd been carrying a weapon. That testimony did not sit well with Senator Hudak, who told the rape victim, "I just want to say, actually, statistics are not on your side, even if you had had a gun." Hudak's hostile, confrontational tone drew immediate condemnation, even from liberals, like the editorial board of the Denver Post, who accused the senator of disrespecting the rape victim. Hudak remains hostile and confrontational. She accuses those leading the recall effort of trying to thwart the will of the voters who reelected her. She says the perpetual recall of legislators that we are now seeing is an obstacle to governing the needs of Coloradans. Now, Hudak won her last election by a mere 500 votes. If the recall succeeds, Democrats also lose control of the Senate. And that, folks, would make Democrats all over the country pay attention.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it.
Now you can try the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is tell us where to send your program. No credit card or payment needed. It's 100% free for 30 days. Limit one free trial per household. Call now. 1-888-535-0984. 1-888-535-0984. That's 1-888-535-0984. 1-888-535-0984.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski. Real estate inventory in the Brazos Valley is up, and we are now experiencing a buyer's market. If you wish to sell your property, trust your needs to an agent that will effectively market your property in order to get you the highest dollar possible in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byanski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Realtor Jason Byanski, 219-5555, AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The discussions have continued over how to back away from weeks of ultimatums and work towards solutions to the partial government shutdown and the possibility of a default. President Barack Obama and House Republicans met yesterday, and officials say representatives of both sides continue discussions into the night, though there are no agreements yet. Obama hosts GOP senators today. An Oregon man walking across the country to raise awareness about bullying had made it to eastern Colorado when he was struck by a semi and died. The Colorado State Patrol says 48-year-old Joseph Bell was walking on a two-lane highway about 20 miles northwest of Kit Carson. Bell's 15-year-old hanged himself in a schoolyard in February after he'd been bullied. 2 months later, the father started his march to the Delaware coast. The truck driver, 49-year-old Kenneth Raven of Bryan, was charged with misdemeanor offense of careless driving resulting in death. Investigators believe Raven was asleep when the semi hit Bell. A Houston man has been arrested for aggravated kidnapping, sexual assault, and taking illegal phone video or pictures of a 14-year-old College Station girl.
28-year-old Zachary Hawker was arrested in Houston yesterday, where he remains jailed. College Station police notified last Sunday by the girl's parents, who reported her missing. Later that day, the girl called from Houston reporting what had happened. Houston police officers responded and took her to a hospital. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the girl and Hawker met online.
We always have to be mindful that somebody on the other end of the computer, we don't know what their real story is, and it's very important for children and parents to communicate and to understand what is appropriate and not appropriate behavior in communicating with and meeting friends.
Hawker drove to College Station last Saturday and took her to a local motel. When the girl told Hawker she no longer wanted to be with him, he said he would take her home. Instead, Hawker drove her to his apartment in Houston, where she said the other crimes occurred. The next day, the girl says he drove her to a business and dropped her off. That's when she called home. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
November 1st starts a rate increase for natural gas users in College Station and is proposed for Bryan and other Texas cities. Atmos Energy local manager Chase Murphy explained the negotiated numbers to the College Station City Council this week.
This particular filing, I know we asked for about an overall increase to a revenue increase of about $22 million, and because of your coalition's membership, they got it down to $16.6 million. Right. So it is lower right. than what we even asked for.
The Bryan Council takes up the rate increase the week after next. The average residential bill will go up 74 cents a month, and the average commercial customer will pay another $3 a month. The praises of BTU and other municipally owned power companies were made during this week's observance of American Public Power Week.
Keep in mind, the profits that are made by BTU are reinvested into the system. They're not paying stockholders somewhere in another part of the country. So BTU uses any success, and has a lot of success, with high reliability, with low rates.
Bryan City Councilman Chuck Condorla says people who grew up here are the worst about realizing the benefits of BTU compared to a corporate electric provider.
BTU works so well that it can produce power in excess and sell it to ERCOT in other parts. That's why you don't hear about rolling blackouts in Texas, because of entities like BTU and the professionals that run BTU.
Condorla also noted the last 3 years of merging the administration and marketing of BTU and the city to increase efficiencies of both organizations. A key component of College Station's 75th anniversary is in limbo. Anniversary Chairwoman Linda Harvell told the City Council this week setting up a major exhibit at the Bush Library is on hold because the library is closed due to the government shutdown.
As soon as they're open again and whatever their schedule allows and they tell us, we can open the exhibit, we'll do it. We're hoping we don't have to move it back, but if we do, that's okay.
Harvell says the anniversary exhibit was scheduled to open October 21st, but adds that their hearts are with those who've been furloughed. And the government shutdown's impact on the military continues to grow. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says 300 of the 800 employees at the Veterans Administration office in Waco have been furloughed. Flores says he asked the VA secretary if the layoffs were politically motivated.
He answered the question no, that there was no political influence. We haven't gotten a good answer as to why the shutdown or the scale back of their operations occurred much more quickly than they had told us just a week earlier.
Flores says the House has sent two bills to the Senate that would resolve VA funding issues. Otherwise, among the checks that won't go out on November 1st include $6.5 billion in disability payments to more than 5 million veterans. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 67 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor, meet your realtor.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet. Kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Look at your calendar. Hunting season's approaching. So approach it right back with a John Deere Gator RSX from the Go Anywhere vehicle that's game for anything. Whether it's for a hunting trip, working the land, or exploring new places, the powerfully built John Deere Gator RSX from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment delivers. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has them at $500 off. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends 10/25/13. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need a new battery for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say, open sesame. Need a new watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need to replace the battery in your key fob? We can do it in a flash. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we recognize most people don't know how to open their garage door opener, key fob, or watch to replace the unusual batteries they find inside. And even if you do manage to open it without breaking it, how are you supposed to find a battery that looks like the one that just fell out? At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll carefully open your device, show you the battery that was in it, and replace it with a perfect match. Although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
7:40, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Sleep Number store's grand opening is tomorrow. Can go in there and find out what your sleep number is.
35, I know.
And there'll be tickets that will be out there and possibly given away. Well, they will be given away.
I was going to say, not possibly.
Yep, that part is true.
And we'll feed you.
Oh, is that right? Is there food involved as
yep,
well?
Yep, I've got a couple $15 gift certificates to go to Cafe Capri, plus Texas Renaissance Festival tickets, 10 to noon. Sleep Number beds right there, Texas Avenue, kind of across from Specs and Napa Flats.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Partial sunshine headed our way for today, and then we'll look for some rain to overspread the region over the next 24 hours. We will see sun push temperatures up to 85 today. Clouds in tonight, lows 70 to 75. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow, the chance for a few showers and thunderstorms, highs near 85. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night, lows near 70. Could see a leftover shower or two on Sunday. Afternoon highs will be close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan Vikings have had...
Sorry, that was the wrong one. Let's try that again.
Number one, it starts a quarterback. They have a talented quarterback. The thing they do very, very well, kind of like us, is they spread the offense.
That's Terry Price. He's the defensive line coach for A&M, and he actually worked at Ole Miss on and off for 6-plus years. We'll get you caught up with A&M football. Also, the high school football report with Zach Taylor and more with sports at about 12 minutes.
So, yes, we were discussing how the Crosstown Showdown is tonight.
Yep.
Great opportunity for you to go out and watch your favorite football heroes. And when they play and after they play and when the game is done, what happens at midfield? Do they meet? Do they shake hands? Oh, wait a minute. If you play in the state of Kentucky, that could change. The state of Kentucky has announced that it's recommending high schools get rid of the post-game handshake.
Why?
Doesn't it make any sense?
The decision, apparently, according to the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Commissioner Julian Tackett, is because kids are too violent and couldn't keep from attacking one another during their post-game handshake.
Sounds like a discipline problem to me.
Julian didn't mention specific fights or conflicts, just that several fall sports have had post-game incidences. At the same time, a middle school in Long Island has had to ban balls at recess and is now supervising games like tag in order to keep kids safe.
Oh, there's actually a school that just outlawed tag, period.
Well, and then there's dodgeball. CNN quotes the district superintendent saying, quote, "We want to make sure our children have fun, but are also protected."
Yeah, the school that banned playing tag is in New Hampshire. They were like, oh, there's too much contact in tag.
Blah.
So now what happens? Stare at your smartphone and play Candy Crush? Is that it? Is that where we're going?
I think it's homeschool time.
Kumbaya,
homeschool
my lord, kumbaya. Yeah.
You know, and some would argue that recess is really where kids learn the hard truth.
Absolutely.
Okay? That's true, yeah.
You know, you go up to, you think you're a basketball stud, and you go up and drive on somebody who's taller than you are, and they stuff it back in your face, and guess what? You learn something right there.
Yes, sir.
And you learn stuff like, you know, let him, while they're a kid, jump off the jingle jam or whatever. Jump off jungle gym.
Them too.
Jump off it, hurt yourself. Then maybe when you're a teenager, you won't, you know, jump off a building or, you know what I mean? Like, it's important.
Well, you learn that, you know, maybe you're not a basketball player, you're a soccer player.
You learn a lot about boundaries.
Well, the deal you do, I think, with the handshake is you take the thugs out. I mean, if they misbehave, then they're just suspended. That's all. They just don't play anymore.
Yep.
But you also have to tell the parents that they're going to have to be accountable as well, and you really can't complain if your little snowflake is out there causing a problem.
I would say most football players aren't generally snowflakes. So
well, okay, well, yeah. Okay. But still. And then, you know, if you have to, then if the coach cannot control his players or her players, then you need to do something about that person
as well.
Get a
new
well.
Coach.
Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, we're doing fine, and you?
Just fine. And pretty soon it's going to get to the point where they're going to paint circles out on the playground. And say each child can stay in each of these circles, and that's all the way you can move around the playground.
Right, that's exactly right. Don't get out of the circle. Don't get out of the circle.
No touching. Ever.
The thing is, I'm too far removed from all this. It's just been way too many years because we could do just about anything at recess.
And did.
And sometimes, you know.
Kids get bloody noses.
That's right. You'd get a bloody nose or something like that. But
I guess we can't be doing that anymore. And don't let's not teach any sportsmanship. We wouldn't want to do that or behavior. So. Remember this story, and it's been around for a long time. A story about NASA's incredibly expensive space pen and Russia's simpler solution. I don't know if you remember this.
No, I don't remember this. All right.
Let's go back to the 60s. I mean, there was the space race, all
right?
Right. You know, we needed to get a man on the moon because Russia was way ahead of us, and NASA's faced with this major problem, and that is they needed to find a pen that would be able to write in the vacuum of space. NASA said, we're on it. And $1.5 million later, they developed the astronaut pen. And in fact, it even was put out on the commercial market as the astronaut pen.
Yep, I remember seeing those.
Okay, they would have something that could write in the vacuum of space. Russians used a pencil, okay?
I was about to say, what's wrong with pencils?
And, you know, it's a great story, except that's not what happened.
Really?
NASA originally used pencils in space, but pencils tended to give off, things that float around. Like
the dust.
It's true, get graphite to your eye and
right.
stuff.
And so, well, it's also flammable.
Yep.
Okay? So they look for another solution. Independent of NASA, the Fisher Pen Company began a development using its own money of this pen that could be used under extreme conditions. In 1965, Fisher patented a pen that could write upside down in frigid or roasting conditions from like minus 50 up to 400 degrees Fahrenheit and even underwater and in other liquids.
Where can I get one of these pens?
Yeah. After testing, NASA ordered 400 Fisher pens for use in their space mission at a cost of under $1,000.
Huh.
Now, Russians switched to using pens a year later. Fisher does still sell the original space pen. It's out there, and you can find one on Amazon for about $32. So it's not nearly as cool a story as us spending $1.5 million on a pen, but it was private industry that came up with it. So
huh.
There you are. That's the real story. Hello.
Makes you feel a lot better.
It does. Hello.
Hey, yeah. It's about the kids. You know, now all we have to do is just have kids make juries for any misbehavior, you know, like our school district is doing now.
Oh, sure, like kids' court kind of thing.
Yeah, so why do we need to pay for administrators?
Oh, no.
Don't go down that road.
Do that.
For the very best
in
swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
How much sleep do you really need? Well, most of the time the answer is probably more than you're getting. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the 1850s, the average person in the United States slept 8 to 9 hours each night. Today, an American adult typically sleeps less than 7 hours a night during the work week. But research consistently shows that most of us need more than that to perform at our best. Unlike past generations who relied on candles and lanterns after the sun went down, we keep our nights alive with lights, television, technology, and an endless list of diversions. We sacrifice sleep so we can squeeze in a few more hours of work or fiddle with a hobby late into the night. Is it any wonder that insomnia is such a significant problem for so many people? Unfortunately, most people seem to think that the only remedy is to get used to it. We've not only grown accustomed to a sleep-deprived lifestyle, but its consequences as well. Fatigue, irritability, daytime drowsiness, well, it's all considered normal nowadays. Like many of you, my life can get hectic too. So I understand how tough it is to get the recognition recommended 8 hours of sleep each night? Part of the answer, I think, is to recognize what our bodies are telling us. If you feel like you need more rest, you probably do. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a big year for Aggie football. Show your Aggie spirit with the ultimate tailgate setup from Party Time Rentals. Being one of the largest rental companies in the area, Party Time has a tailgate specialist to assist you with everything you need for the perfect tailgate, large or small. Tent rentals, fabric liners and flooring, tables, chairs, bars and bar stools, bistro tables, even lounge furniture. Click PartyTimeRentals.com and let your Aggie tailgate fun begin. Also, like us on Facebook.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:51, and if you see the lights over Kyle Field, it's not the Aggies, it's the Crosstown Showdown. Plus, will Navasota start another winning streak? Let's find out with the High School Football Report and Zach Taylor.
Vikings have had an up-and-down season so far in 2013, going 2-4 and falling to Conroe last week 21-14. But Coach Ross Rogers knows that tonight's Crosstown Showdown with rival A&M Consolidated is exactly the energy boost his team needs.
You know, this game probably comes at a good time because we have kind of had the legs knocked out from under us. We've had two losses that we certainly had good chances to win and we didn't. And we could have been in really good shape in this district race had we won those two. We didn't. So now we've got to rise to a new level. And we have the energy this week because we're playing Consolidated to have that energy to maybe rise that level.
On the other side of the field, the A&M Consolidated Tigers saw their perfect district record come to an end last week, falling to the Woodlands 24-7 and dropping their overall record to 3-2. They'll look to turn it around tonight in the Crosstown Showdown at Kyle Field. Kickoff is at 7:30 with Tigers coverage on News Talk 1620 WTAW and Vikings coverage on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. 2013 has not been kind to the Rudder Rangers. Coach Sam Pierre's team is off to an 0-6 start after falling to Magnolia West last week 56-14. But they'll have a chance to capitalize on another team's struggles tonight when they visit the 1-4 Waller Bulldogs. Here's Coach on what his team needs to do to get the W.
At the end of the day, football is about blocking and tackling, because if you're blocking, you can run the ball. If you can run the ball, it opens up the pass. If you, when you get a chance to tackle, you make tackles. They don't have to be pretty. They don't have to be head knockoffs, but you take the guy, bring him down, and play another down. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to do a better job of tackling this week.
Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on Peace 107. Like many expected, the Navasota Rattlers got back on the winning track last week with a 43-14 victory over McCallum. The 5-1 Rattlers will kick off district play tonight at home against Madisonville. Here's Coach Lee Fedora on the matchup with the Mustangs.
Well, they're sitting there at 4-2. They're a very well-coached team, and what I told our kids, forget what the records are. I don't care if we're undefeated and they hadn't won a game or vice versa. This is a rival game. You go back and look at our last 2 years, the first halves were tight games, and we were able to kind of take it away in the second half. So this is going to be a dogfight.
Game time is set for 7:30 with coverage on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play, 4-1 College Station hosts Jasper, and 3-1 St. Joseph's visits Hallettsville Sacred Heart. Both of those games are set to kick off at 7:30. Don't forget, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. Back now to fight Texas Aggie football. The 9th-ranked A&M football team enters tomorrow's game against Mississippi, 4th in the country in points scored per game, and 3rd in total offense. But this one may boil down to the defense. And that goes to Terry Price in the defensive line. Now, Terry Price has been in the SEC for 18 years. He coaches the D-line, and he did that with the Rebels as well. So who would know Ole Miss better Terry Price.
Number one, it starts a quarterback. They have a talented quarterback. The thing they do very, very well, kind of like us, is they spread the offense. At the wideout position, they have big-time stars. At tailback, they have tremendous speed with Jeff Scott, who's as fast as anybody in the SEC. So they spread the field with all these great athletes, and they do a great job of getting the ball in space and letting their players make plays. So that makes it real tough for us on defense.
Pregame with Dave and Dave is at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7:30. It's all live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jay Cutler threw a pair of second-quarter touchdown passes to Brandon Marshall, and the Chicago Bears upended and ended their two-game skid by beating the New York Giants 27-21. And Tim Jennings had a good football game.
And he throws a quick hitter left, and it's intercepted. And running down the left sideline and going in for the touchdown is Tim Jennings.
Jennings took it to the house from 48 yards out, and the Bears are now 4-2 after dropping the Giants to 0-6, which is their worst start since 1976. In the Major League Baseball playoffs, Justin Verlander worked 8 outstanding innings, and Miguel Cabrera hit a 2-run dinger as the Detroit Tigers downed the Athletics 3-0 in Oakland to advance to the ALCS. Verlander had a no-hitter until Yonis Cespedes singled in the middle of 2 outs in the 7th inning.
If you hit your spots, the big swings don't usually work. You know, they got guys in their battle, and they have an outstanding team top to bottom, and anybody can hurt you. But, you know, you just got to focus on executing. You can't pay attention to those guys taking big swings. You just got to focus on making your pitch.
Verlander allowed just one hit while striking out 10 to help the Tigers earn the right to play the Bo Sox in the ALCS.
They come with pressure, but they hold him off. He throws touchdown Eli Rogers right over the middle. Well, we've mentioned that Teddy's been a little bit off his game, but man, he shot a laser to the exact right spot then. And the Cards go up 24-10 over Rutgers with 2:27 to play in the game.
That's how it wrapped up, too, with a stifling defense. They held Rutgers to just 10 points. The Cards intercepted 4 passes and sacked Gary Nova 8 times to improve in 6-0. In other college football news, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has decided that the football games and other sports will go on at the military service academies this weekend and continue through the end of the month, despite the government shutdown. Pentagon spokesman Carl Warren says Hagel will reassess the issue later this month if Congress has still not passed a budget to fund the federal government. Warren says the academies would face fines if they would have canceled. And finally, A&M looks to remain in the thick of things in the SEC hunt for soccer. They'll do that today against the Arkansas Razorbacks at Ellis Field. The Maroon and White enter the fray tied with Kentucky and South Carolina for second place in the league standings. And here's G. Guerrero.
Well, we feel good about where we are right now. I mean, 4 games in a row with wins, 16-2, I think, is what our goal margin was in that. All that feels good. But at the same time, all the teams that we've beaten are behind us in the standings. And, you know, the good news is that we have real opportunities ahead of us.
The Aggies have won the last 6 of 7, outscoring their opponents 23-4. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Mike Sutherland will help keep special interest influence out of Bryan City business. Mike Sutherland will help maintain Bryan's neighborhood integrity. Mike Sutherland will hold the line on taxes in Bryan. Mike Sutherland will be an advocate for all the citizens of Bryan. Make a difference. Please encourage your friends and family to vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan Mayor. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland for Bryan Mayor campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Well, here's great news. You never have to leave the house again. That's it. We finished. The last reason to leave the house has now been eliminated. You've got your big screen.